playing well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Just a quick chat this afternoon. City of Tshwane is making a change, and it seems a lot of people don't know about it.
Yes. So, like, you know how in Expand, well, often when you ask me a question, the answer is yes, no, is this happening, maybe. This time the answer really is yes. They are switching over all their users to prepaid.
Everyone.
Everyone.
The entirety of the city of Tshwane will be on prepaid electricity.
Yeah, yeah. Literally everyone, I think, except their bulk users.
Yeah.
Are being switched over to prepaid. And in hierdie is even 'n geval van hulle sê dit nog heeltyd vir ons, maar ons hoor hulle nie noodwendig nie. Dis soos as jou ma vir jou sê hou op, hou op, hou op. Maar ons het nie geluister.
Hoe lank sê hulle al vir ons?
Van 2019 af.
Oh, wow.
So we queried this with the city of Tshwane this week, and they said yes, they've made numerous announcements through the media on this. They're converting all their customers to prepaid. I went back 2022. There was a statement from the MMC for Finance saying, yes, that they will be changing over people to prepaid meters. We went back to the year previously, a similar statement. En ja, almal word oorgeskakel na vooraf betaalde krag toe.
I don't know how I would feel about that if I got unilaterally swapped.
Well, look, I mean, I guess it also started with an angry letter to me as well, because I got that angry letter from the city of Tshwane telling me that I'm going to be switched to prepaid within 7 days and I will be given a meter and a new keypad as well. So I have to prepare myself emotionally.
When did you get that?
On Thursday, so I must remember not to pay my postpaid so I can buy prepaid and then I'll owe the city.
So about that, perhaps not the best idea. Because they actually literally say that people who have defaulted, which would then be the case, they would be penalized. They would still be penalized in terms of because they're going to have to wait longer for your new meter while that is resolved. They're also in the process of updating their systems and their software. Part of that will be checking that people who are now shifted to prepaid meters didn't jump the system.
I mean, so cool. You're going to get your money up front, I suppose, is a big draw card for that. Isn't it also a thing with prepaid electricity that there isn't like a standardization of price? That whoever you're buying it from, wherever you get your prepaid meter, voucher number or whatever, can put their own little percentage on top?
So there are a lot of middlemen, and it's one of the criticisms that's been leveled against this, that there's a lot more grey area. So it's possible that someone could be buying prepaid electricity and jy dink in jou hart, reg, ek koop dit van Eskom af. Dis moontlik dat daai geld eintlik aan iemand anders betaal word en hulle moet dit dan aan Eskom betaal. Want ons baie middelmanne, so jy moet beslis klarigheid kry oor by wie moet jou elektrisiteit koop? Is daar 'n middelman betrokke hier? Wat is die prys? Is dit 'n standaardprys? Daar's baie vrae om te vra.
This is not going to frustrate anyone.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so Joe, when is your new prepaid meter going?
Well, I'm assuming it's Thursday because it arrived last week Thursday, so I must be there waiting and they need to pass it over and then I need to take a picture of my meter so that they don't overbill me for next month as well.
Well, there you go. I mean, apparently the city of Tshwane has been telling us since 2019. I definitely wasn't paying attention. I didn't know this was coming.
You see, but they only tell us like once and then we forget, you see. Christelle only found two statements.
Yeah. Mm. So there you go. I mean, if you're in the city of Tshwane, that might be something to consider that is happening. I would go and have a look if your neighborhood has been called yet, if you've got your note yet. Because 7 days isn't a lot of time.